Purpose of meditation. The deeper state of meditation are needed to allow the stillness and the cessation of form and mind means to realize Nibbana, yeah? To develop the stability, to develop and stabilize via wisdom. Yeah. The two main purpose of meditation are to stabilize the silent mind and tranquil, heedful mind. Via a combination of relaxation, clear awareness, wisdom, and understanding. So our true mind can be stabilized, the understanding of it. This silent mind, the self nature, the true mind, need to be realized. And in the five stages of Bodhi mind development, you have to actually develop the awareness of it, until you can illuminate that self nature, until it becomes very clear to you. That's why you, that ever shining, the true nature, the bright nature, you should illuminate it until it's very clear, until you understand what that self nature is. Then you will understand the unconditioned. Then you will understand how the mundane mind arise, how from there everything comes to be. So the first aspect is, the first main purpose is to stabilize that silent mind or self-nature, the silent and tranquil, heedful mind. You can do it via a combination of relaxation, clear awareness, maintain it, then develop wisdom and understanding to stabilize it. When the wisdom and understanding is there, it will not stir, it will not react, it will not create movement, it will be in the state of samadhi, ever mindful most of the time. That's why you must know how to relax, maintain clear awareness, and stabilize it with understanding wisdom, the three turning wisdom, especially second turning and the third turning. Then to use this still, tranquil mind to investigate clearly into all the Dhamma and phenomena, both internally and externally within life, to realize the wisdom and the enlightenment needed to free the mind. So this is the meditative aspect.